I had a recording and listening story that I thought you'd like, that I thought I'd tell you. Over the last few months, I've had a lot of trouble with my sleep, and so I've been listening more and more during the night and discovering that I can actually keep my earbuds in all night, and I wake up occasionally, but when I wake up, it's I just hear a few words and then I drift back to sleep again. So that's been really interesting because I didn't think I could fall asleep and just have it all night going. But the other morning, I'd woken up very early in the morning, and I've got a particular recording that I decided I'd listen to every night before I went to sleep from the last email class on loving kindness, and I love it. It's beautiful. So I put that, 4 o'clock in the morning or something, I put that on. It was just on repeat. And I fell back asleep and I had a dream. And in my dream, everyone in the dream was saying things word for word from my recording. And I remember in the dream thinking, that's exactly the words of my recording. They're saying exactly the things that are in my recording.
Oh, my gosh. That is wonderful.
Isn't it amazing?
It is.
Yeah.
And, of course, when we were talking a minute ago to Lori, I just wish kids could be introduced to recording and listening practice. And all of the people around the world who have trouble sleeping, and it's a lot of folks. And instead of being prescribed drugs that mess you up, sleeping and waking, what if everybody could know about listening to messages like that? And then when you said what you said, what about people who study sleep and dream states and that sort of thing? What if we can actually thwart egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate, while we're sleeping? How might that be the missile?
Yeah, it's happened a few times before where, not with my voice, but I've been listening to other Dharma during the night and it's come into it's been part of my dream. But this time, because it was my recording and, it was loving kindness, so everyone in my dream were all saying these beautiful things. And, it was really big because one of my things has been my sleep and my dreams and, conditioning's been, periodically, absolutely slamming me in my dreams with content that I've been working really hard to turn away from when I'm awake.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Boy, that's, again, that's such an important point that people don't get, that the more we do this work when we're up walking around, the more karmic conditioning is going to try to take it underground and work on us when we're sleeping. So to have those recordings that the earbuds all night, yes, have the recording on just loop, and you're listening to that all night long, every time you wake up, instead of waking up into something that conditioned mind would like you to wake up into, which is going to make you afraid or unhappy or whatever, just wake up into comfort and ease and reassurance and way better. Mm-hmm.
And when, it was interesting, like when I had got slammed during the night with, dreams with a lot of content, it took a while to see it, but what conditioning did with that was like, oh, see, it's not working. Practice isn't working because you can work as hard as you like all day, but then look what happens at night. So, was after a call with my awareness coach that I listened back to the call. I was talking about it on the call and still sort of believing that.
Uh-huh.
And I listened back to the call and thought, oh, okay, I can see what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah, that is another one that I wish we could do billboards on. It only says it's not working because it is. Right?
Right.
But we're so conditioned to believe it. So it says, see, it's not working. Well, yeah, it is, or it wouldn't be saying that. Yeah, yeah. Because when it's really not working, it's quiet as a little mouse. Yeah. If I forget to practice for 3 weeks, it doesn't say a word. The only time it starts talking is when I go, oh, wait a minute, I forgot to meditate. Then it say, oh, yeah, what? Look at that. What is the matter with you? You why don't you just quit this stuff? It's obviously nothing you care about. But during those 3 weeks, didn't have a peep to say on the subject.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I've started back up doing my recording practice first thing in the morning, which is one of my most difficult times, and I wake up often with, physically it's often my worst time. I wake up with a lot of sensations, and, you know, I woke up this morning like that. I had a lot of sensations, and, you know, I heard conditioning start to kick in with, oh, no, not this, and then really quickly, the mentor just came in, you know. It was like, it's okay, you know, you can just be kind to yourself all day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, and I did some recording, and the mentor, I'm sort of being blown away, actually, at the moment by what comes out of the mentor's mouth into that recorder. It's like, oh, my God, that's in me.
Yeah. All that wisdom is inside, right inside there, waiting for us to tap into it so that it can come to us in a way that we can really hear and feel and take in.
Yeah. Because I have that voice, you know, when I'm speaking to other people.
Yes.
And I hear that wisdom come out when I speak to other people. But to have that voice talking to me is amazing.
It is. Yep. So I think that that's the real miracle moment of this recording and listening practice. That what you're describing is the miracle moment when we're just awestruck by the fact that's in there, and I can tap into it. It's available to me all the time. I mean, how many of us who hasn't wished for the life companion that would be always there, always ready to listen, always kind, compassionate, understanding, supportive, eager to be with, to do anything with, go anywhere, no matter how boring or how whatever. I mean, yeah, but we all get it pretty quickly that that's not going to happen, right? So then we start kind of making do, or doing the best we can, or settling for whatever. But we don't have to settle. It's there. We came in with an intuition that was available or possible for us because on that deep level, we knew it was and it is. And we can tap into that and be in that place with that wisdom, love, and compassion anytime we want.